USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of voters in four states and the District of Columbia is suing President Trump, the U.S. Postal Service, and Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, claiming the agency's latest cost-cutting changes are infringing on its citizens' right to vote. President Trump saying, though,
the Democrats want to make it a political issue. It's not a political issue. It's really about a correct vote. You have to get voting right. You can't have millions and millions of ballots sent all over the place, sent to people that are dead, sent to dogs, cats.
The Postmaster General saying now, though, that no changes to your mail or any of the services at the post office will change before the election. Day two of the Democratic National Convention continues from Milwaukee, virtually, of course. Tonight's speakers include former President Bill Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Iron.
States are asking for around $26.4 million from major pharmaceutical companies to help pay for damage wrought by the opioid crisis. It marks the latest demand in the year-long litigation seeking to hold companies accountable for widespread drug addiction. More than 3,000 state, local governments, and Native American tribes have sued the companies. President Trump is honoring woman suffrage leader Susan B. Anthony. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
President Trump says those who fought to give women the right to vote in America a century ago achieved a huge victory with the 19th Amendment. Mr. Trump and the First Lady held a White House ceremony a short time ago to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the amendment's ratification that guaranteed women the right to vote.
And the S&P 500 rises to a record close, fully wiping out its coronavirus losses. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As the Democratic National Convention continues in Milwaukee, a recent CNN survey conducted August 12th through the 15th shows former Vice President Joe Biden with a 50-46 lead over President Trump. The four-point advantage for Biden is right at the poll's margin of error, which is 4 percentage points. Lee Carter is a pollster. She tells Fox News why she believes the race is tightening.
What we're seeing right now is the president is much, much closer, especially in the 15 key battleground states. And that's why this election is going to be won and lost. So that's really, really good news for the president. I think what we also need to be focused on in the polls is how little people know about Joe Biden, despite the fact that he's been in the public eye for a really long time. Only a third of voters feel like they know what a Joe Biden presidency is going to look like. So this week is very, very important for Joe Biden. He's got to make the case on what he's going to do for America. Now, specifically, people are very, very concerned about what he's going to do for America's economy. A lot of folks are very concerned about what this means for taxes. He has made the case that he is going to build a better America. What does that mean exactly? Americans are eager to hear what that's going to look like. And clearly, the president is out there to try and create his own narrative at the same time as Joe Biden's trying to create his.
With the NFL season set to kick off September 10th, the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs will be hosting the Houston Texans that night. The Chiefs announcing that Arrowhead Stadium will hold approximately 22% of fans to kick off the season. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.